The proposal came from the board representing what's called the North Tonga Service Area. It wanted to change a $100-a-year structure fee into a $100-a-year property fee. Advocates said that, and a small property tax reduction, would more fairly spread responsibility for fire department funding. But the assembly voted 4-2 against advancing the plan. Borough manager Ruben Duran says similar proposals have come up before.
The overall sense of it was this wasn't a better fix. The first fix of the $100 fee for properties with structures wasn't any better a fix than the proposed fix was also unsatisfying.
About 1,800 properties are in the affected area, and some are exempt from taxation. Borough Mayor David Landis says what happens next is up to the board that proposed the idea.
That was headed for a public hearing if it had passed, but it did not pass. So we'll see if the North Tonga Service Area Board wants to retool that and bring it back.
Firefighting in the South Tonga Service Area is funded by property taxes alone. In other action, the Borough Assembly approved a resolution asking the governor and legislature to exempt the Ketchikan shipyard from property taxes. Landis says it used to be exempted by the state because it's owned by the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority. But that's changed.
We've exempted it locally, so that leaves a problem with the required local contribution for schools. That is basically an unfunded amount as a result of that increased property assessment.
The larger the borough assessment, the more the state expects it to chip in for schools. The Ketchikan shipyard is operated by Vigor Alaska, part of a larger company. The assembly also heard a request for borough support for expanding the manor, a privately run assisted living home. Representatives said assistance with a down payment for a new building would help it get state housing loans. Borough Manager Duran says the plan came up during public comments and did not include a formal proposal.
There's no assurance that there's going to be even funding for that, because there was, while they talk about the Economic Development Fund, in previous meetings, our staff presented a schedule that should pretty much show a depletion of that Economic Development Fund over the next couple of years.
He says borough staff might be able to help the developers find other sources of money. I'm Ed Schoenfeld.